especially this evening, mindful of the way it applies in and through the body of Christ as the church gathers tonight in members' meeting and worship. So Colossians 3, and beginning in verse 15, Paul writes, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." That last verse, as you know from this morning, is a challenge to live our lives for our Savior, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever you do. In fact, I had some of you read that with me this morning, and in case you missed whichever service where I did that, let's do that this evening now. Everybody reading verse 17 together as the body of Christ with your outdoor voice now. Okay? Let's read this together. Verse 17, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And that highlights the truth that everything we do in our lives is gospel living. Specifically, every word or deed. So in lip and in life, okay? Everything we say, everything we do in the name of the Lord Jesus. Everyone's watching us in this community. They're drawing their impressions about Jesus Christ from their impressions about us, the way we carry ourselves, the way we talk about ourselves, the way we talk about others. And so we are to do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Very similar to a verse that comes just a few verses later, another good memory verse. Whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. That's verse 23. And I believe the two of them go together really nicely. And so this is the natural outworking of a church who sets her mind on things where? Above. And so go back to verse 1. Let's catch it again. If then, okay, verse 1, or since then, you all, Henderson's First Baptist Church, since then you all were raised with Christ, and you are, if you're a Christian, you've been raised with Christ, then, church, Henderson's First Baptist, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God, and set your mind on things above, not on the things on the earth. For you died, remember, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our what? Who is our what? Say, Christ is our life. Christ is our life. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, you also will appear with him in glory. Christ is our life. So everything we do, you see? Everything you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, because Christ is your life. So every task you do this week, do in the name of the Lord Jesus. There's no meaningless task. I goofed up one of the services and I said, there's no meaningful task. You know, even tonight you didn't catch that. Praise God. You love me enough, you just let me go. You know what I mean. So yeah, there's no meaningless task. Everything we do in the name of the Lord Jesus. Our staff is committed to doing all in the name of the Lord Jesus. In our ministry areas, each and every one of us is charged with the task to do and do well with excellence, working as a team, working in the name of the Lord Jesus. So what we want to do tonight is each of us just going to share a little bit about what God has been doing in our areas of ministry and what he's going to be doing in the coming quarter. And so let's just, one at a time, introduce each of our staff. First, our minister of music and minister to senior adults, Brother Alan Chamness. Give it up for him as he makes his way over here. And thank you, Alan. Share with us. Thank you, brother. Amen.
And just love what you said this morning. Thank you, Pastor. I really appreciate what you're talking about when you're saying that the songs that we do here need to have the name Jesus for it at that theme. And I think that's a very important. We should all we do in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's what we want, and that's what we're doing the best that we know how. children's music. Mary Williams, who was in the cantata at Christmas time and rang the handbells by herself, she is going to be teaching that. She and her husband Chris. Chris goes to Campbellsville University. Mary is a graduate of Campbellsville, and we are excited about the chance to have them in our church for this semester, teaching three times a week our children with kinder music. It is a wonderful program. If you wonder about that, go to the website. There's stuff on the website about that. It is an exciting time. Come 5:30 this Thursday for that specific thing. She'll tell you the fee for that. She is very affordable. It is some of the best money that you will spend on educating your child. It is a tremendous program. Mary and Chris both are very involved in W Church in Owensboro. He's heading to be a minister of music, and it's neat to watch the two of them, and as they are going to move amongst us, and they may end up moving to Henderson. So we're excited about that. And don't say I said that.
What are they?
Music, but she teaches percussion with kids at the high school. They love her, and it's a neat thing. And she is very good. Kinder music that begins this Thursday at 5:30, and I'm very excited about this next event that we're having on February the 7th. We're going to celebrate Jan Young's 40th anniversary as organist here.
Praise God.
She was one. That would make me 2.5.
Right.
This has been an exciting 40 years, and I love this lady and her family. We're just like family, and she's like your family. You've heard her time after time after time after time for years play this magnificent instrument behind me. We got several things that we're going to don't tell this. We're going to commission a piece for her. Matthew Vanover from Methodist Church is doing a piece on Greatest Thy Faithfulness. Don't mention that outside of these four walls. But we're excited about that. That will be one of the gifts she receives. We will be notating. She's picking out some music that she wants on that day. And it's just going to be a morning service that is going to complement the name of Jesus and all we do. We're going to honor Jan along with this. And it's going to be an exciting time. And I think you'll enjoy being here that morning. So it's going to be a neat morning as we celebrate that milestone in her life and in the life of this church, a major milestone. A couple of things in silver tones that I wanted to make note of. We are beginning an outreach, and we've done this at Colonial a couple of three times. We're going to be spreading this to Needle Point, as I call it, Pleasant Point, and several other places in town, and making an outreach, direct intentional outreach for these folks in these particular buildings. And I'm excited about that. That's something that's coming in the spring this year. Our Silver Tones Banquet, which is being this down the Fellowship Hall April 21st, we're transporting the gospel show at the Badger Playhouse Theater in Grand Rivers. We're going to move the show here. It'll be on this stage. And we're excited about that. Bill Linehan will be up here. He loves to come up here and eat our food. But Bill and Sarah will be with us, and the little boy, Ethan. And his bunch will be here on April the 21st. So get your reservations in for that. Then our annual Las Vegas mission trip with a joy prom. If this is a prom for primarily Down syndrome folks that are adults, it's an evening of joy and joy and joy. And if you're interested in going on that with us, let us know that. Las Vegas mission trip will be May 5 to 9. All that we do is at the name of Jesus. And that's what we intend to do.
Amen. Thank you, Alan. Clap for Alan. Praise God. Some of you newer folks may not know, Silver Tones is the senior adult ministry, and we use that title synonymously with senior adults. We never want to take for granted. Everybody knows what that is, though. That's the senior adult ministry, Silver Tones. How old do you have to be in Silver Tones, Alan?
Now.
50? You mean I can be in Silver Tones? Wow. I'm not telling. Okay, seriously, that's the beginning of it? I'm glad I've already been going, you know, then it's not awkward. Seriously? 50-ish? 50-ish? Okay, I guess 50 officially, Silver Tones. I guess you're a senior adult. You know, I get the senior adult discount at Hardee's. They see me coming. I don't know, man. I don't know what to think about that. And kinder music is for what age children?
Class for
babies. Yeah. Okay. Okay. zero, age zero, to to seven, and then you set a class, and a family class. Outstanding. Well, amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, okay? Father, we thank you for what you're doing through music, through senior adults. God, we just pray again that we would endeavor to do this in the name of the Lord Jesus. You'd be glorified. So continue to pour out your grace, grant favor as we endeavor to live for your glory. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. Speaking of children, our director of preschool and children's ministries, Ellie Corsi, is out of town today. In her place is our director of first kids, there we go, Stacy Stratton. And so, Stacy, you come. Clap for Stacy as she comes. Keep clapping until she makes her way to the platform. Yeah, let's get you a microphone. Sweetie, would you hand me that one? Thank you. Thank you, Stacy. All right, share with us what's going on. Thank you so much, too, for filling in for Ellie.
Sure. Ellie, of course, if you know Ellie, made lots of notes for me. So I'll just tell you a little bit about what she was excited to share with you about children's ministry. Just since the new year started, Ellie had actually kicked off an event for fifth graders and their families, celebrating their time in children's ministry, reminding them that this is their last year. For fifth graders, it's their last year in children's ministry before leaving to go to student ministry. And her theme was to make the most of their last year in student ministry, making it count, or in other words, doing all for the glory of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm out of breath, and I don't know why. And we also wanted to just remind everyone that First Kids is a ministry here at First Baptist Church. We operate a part-time Christian preschool here from ages, actually one, through kindergarten on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 9 to noon, which is, I don't know how long it's been in operation. This is my 13th year, so it's been here a while.
Praise God.
Something really neat that happened this year. Every Christmas, we do a Christmas chapel that allows the children to give back. Just, we're all used to getting presents at Christmas. But this is an opportunity for them to collect their coins, digging through their couch cushions and ashtrays, whatever else in the car where you find coins. And we do it in honor of Gaynor Howe, who just loved the Salvation Army and what it stood for. So every year during our December Christmas chapel, we have a Big Daddy coin collection in his honor for about an hour. We share what the Salvation Army does and just let the kids come and drop all each little penny into the coin bucket. And this year we raised a record of $870.79 in an hour. So that was pretty good. Pretty amazing. Another way that we see how God is working in our community and just in the hearts of these families that we're ministering to is we had a family who was there at that chapel service who told us about, it was a grandmother who told us about Gaynor being the one who delivered her son and how they almost lost him and what a significant role Gaynor played in that. And they ended up naming their son after Gaynor. And then this year we actually have her grandson, who is also a namesake of Gaynor, here at our preschool. So it's just neat how just the legacy of the touches that we make in people's lives just continue in an amazing way. So we're proud of that, just the way that people invest in other people in the name of the Lord for a generational impact. I also wanted to share with you that First Baptist became a host campus for Classical Conversations. CC for short. It's basically a homeschool curriculum that combines a at-home learning experience with a group experience one day a week. And we thought we would just build this slowly, but we ended up actually serving around 20 families, kindergarten through 11th grade, and we have about 40 students enrolled. So we anticipate this next year we will reach campus capacity with that program. So that's exciting to see how that has been a service to our community as well. Ellie also wanted me to mention that our fifth annual Parent Summit will, of course, be held this weekend. I know you've all heard the publicity on that. But we also wanted to follow up with that to be able to provide continual partnerships with families as they raise up their children. So we're going to offer a six-week study based on the book Don't Make Me Count to Three. Some of you have read it. It's been a valuable tool in our home as we raised our two kids. But we'll do a six-week study after the Parent Summit just to help parents continue to enforce what they learn at the summit and to encourage them on the journey of raising children. Mm-hmm. We need lots of volunteers for all the different things that we do here through children's ministry, preschool ministry, first kids ministry. Most importantly, we need volunteers who just love people,
Amen.
Who want to love on kids, who want to serve families, in roles like mentoring. And if there's a way that you guys could pray for us as we minister to these families is primarily to pray for the marriages that we just see all around us. Mm-hmm. Those that we know are struggling, those that we may not be aware of mm-hmm. that are struggling, but just a lot of kids who are going through a lot at mm-hmm. home. Mm-hmm. So if you guys just feel called to love on people, mm-hmm. to speak some truth and wisdom into young marrieds who mm-hmm. are just struggling, then we would love to be able to put your gifts to work Amen. In that capacity. And I guess that is about all that Ellie wanted to share with you as far as what's going on here at First Baptist Church in the areas of that ministry. But we do covet your prayers.
Amen.
Ask that you just keep praying for us as we plan for the next few years and just love on the people that God puts before us. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Good. Thank you, Stacy. Appreciate that report. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for that. Let me ask, how many of you are involved in children's ministry in some capacity? Anybody, preschool and children's ministry, would you stand? We want to pray for you. Just stand. Amen. We want to pray for you. So remain standing. Remain standing as we pray for you. David Seemers, can I ask you to pray for these volunteers? And let's ask God's blessing upon them at this time. Thank you, my brother. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you all. God bless you. Our minister of missional outreach is Brother Matt McCraw. Clap for Matt as he makes his way to share with us. Thank you, brother. Thanks for sharing tonight.
Good evening, everyone. I wanted to share with you what has happened in 2015, what we're going to look forward to in 2016, and then some ways you can pray for our missional outreach ministry. And so I spent a lot of time, most of you know I've been in my new role for about a year, and I've spent the last year trying to figure out where we're going to go and what we're going to do to get every member of our church serving as a missionary.
Amen.
We want every member as a missionary. We want everyone to live life on mission. Mm. So we actually wrote some policies and procedures for missions. We thought through a lot of things, like how do we determine who we partner with as a missionary, and how do we pick which mission trips we go to. And so I spent a lot of time doing that this last year and trying to figure out how we can get everyone serving. And we had some mission trips this last year most of you know about. I wanted to share with you some that are coming up very soon in 2016. Just next month, we're leaving for Thailand. All of you should have received an email about that this week. And we wanted you just to pray for our team. We have a team of six going to Thailand. I'm going. Todd and Michelle, Lynn are going. Jane Hill, Katie Jacobs, and Byron Hunt. So if you'd pray for us as we continue to prepare to leave on February 19th, and we'll return on March 1st. And then just today we had a meeting that all of you should have received an email about as well for the Jamaica mission trip. And we have about 30 people interested in going to Jamaica in June. So pray for our students and families and others as we prepare to go to Jamaica and serve there. Also in March, we're doing a pre-trip mission trip where we're going to learn more about a missional partnership that we've started in Central Asia with the Mills family. Mm-hmm. And so we want to do some more ministry there. And one of the things we need to do is learn more about the opportunities that we may have. So we're actually attending a conference there in Central Asia, as well as learning specifically about the city that they're in and how we can minister there. So I'm going along with Brother Todd and Michelle there in April as well. So we need your prayers for all of those things. Also, we're looking to going back to Toronto and some other mission trips throughout the year. We're looking at going back to Toronto, and we need a team leader for Toronto. So that's a very specific prayer request for which you could pray, that we would have a team leader for Toronto, as well as the three mission trips that I mentioned. Of course, all of you know when the mission trips are, right? Because these are in the mission center, and all of you have these, right? Sure you do, yes. So if you don't have one, make sure you grab these out of the mission center. We try to put all things that you need to know about missions in the mission center. We have prayer requests. I'm actually curious, if you all can raise your hand at different times, can you name all of our missional partnerships throughout the world? Let's just start right here in our community and say that we have a lot, right? Mm-hmm. We have a lot of missional partnerships right here in our community. What about our Commonwealth? Does anybody know where we're partnered in our Commonwealth? Will? Eastern Kentucky, do you remember the city? Whitley City at Crossroads Community Baptist Church. Okay, mm-hmm. What about our country? Does anybody know a city? Indianapolis at New Circle Church, Pastor Barry Rager. New Circle Community Church. Or just church, I can't refer. New Circle. Anybody else know? Yes. Cleveland, Ohio. And who's the pastor we're partnering with there? Anybody know? Alex Ennis at Gateway Community Church in the Cleveland area. Where else? San Diego. We're partnered with a group of churches, one church with multiple locations throughout Oceanside in northern San Diego County. Let's see. All right, how about our Commonwealth? Where are we partnered in our Commonwealth? In the continents.
Continents.
Yeah. There's one that's kind of tricky because it's very close to our country. Toronto, right? Some people throw that one into our country, and I remind them, well, that's actually in Canada. Toronto with Leaf Canada, mm-hmm. Life Eternal Asian Fellowship with Pastor Robin Wasti. Where else? What's that? Brazil, that's right. We're partnering in Brazil with all the work that Mac and Audrey Schultz did there for years. Campo Limpo Baptist Church. Where else? Yes. Jamaica, right? Jamaica. Katabu Baptist Church, Black River Baptist Church. Where else? Yes. Thailand, right? We partnered in Thailand with Jay Sizek and Mike Floyd there in Ubon, Ratchathani. We're going there very soon. Where else? Yes. Turkey, right? And Central Asia, right? We're partnered in Central Asia there. It's a new partnership we have. Y'all help me out. What else are we missing? Yes. Ashley, and that would encompass Central Asia, right? Although she's quite a distance from our other missionary unit there. Am I missing anything? I'm honestly asking you, am I missing anything? Yeah, we have someone serving in China, absolutely. Right, so I want to make sure you all are aware of those partnerships. Some of you may not know. And so just continue to look in the bulletin, look at the videos. If you're not on Facebook, look at our Facebook page so you can get updates and prayer requests for all of those missional partnerships. Hey, I have some other very specific things that you could pray for. One is just what I mentioned earlier. We literally want every member in our church to serve as a missionary. That's not just something we're saying. We literally want that to happen. And I mean literally as it's meant to be used. I literally want everyone to serve as a missionary. So would you please pray for that? That's a really big task. That's a really difficult, challenging task. And so we need God, right? We don't want to do something that we can do on our own. We want to do something that only God can do. And so would you please pray to that end? Also, specifically, with Henderson, I Love You, and for those of you who don't know what Henderson, I Love You is, Henderson, I Love You is a big aspect of the missions work we do in our community right here in greater Henderson area. Henderson, I Love You is a servant evangelism ministry through our church where we express to our community how much we love them. After all, a huge part of our mission statement is to serve the community, right? Mm-hmm. And serving the community opens opportunities for us to share the gospel, which is also part of our mission statement. So I want every member, as they're serving as missionaries, to embrace every family, every individual, every small group, to embrace Henderson, I Love You as a daily thing and not just a large event thing. Mm. We have large events throughout the year, but I want everyone in our church to say, I'm going to serve my community every day of my life, and I'm going to be intentional about doing that. And I want every family and every small group to do that as well. Again, a very, very difficult, large-scale task to really have everyone doing that. So would you please pray for that as well, that the Lord would make that happen and that he would give us wisdom as we learn how we can make that happen as well. One more update. I'm also the staff liaison for our volunteer ministry, and we are so excited about volunteer ministry and about getting every member of our church to use the passion that God has given them to serve in ministry. We want you to serve in ministry, not just as a missionary, but also as a Christian serving in ministry, Amen. Serving others, serving the church. So we're very excited in 2016. As pastors, we want to help equip you to do that.
Amen.
And so pray for us as we learn to do that and as we execute mm-hmm. in doing that.
Amen.
Pastor, that's all I have.
Thank you, Matt. Clap for Matt. And thank you, my brother. Appreciate that. Amen. Thank you, brother. Another component of our mission statement is to strengthen the family. And Minister of Family Equipping is charged with a pretty wonderful and awesome task that includes also Sunday school and reach. And so Brother Rich Stratton, our minister of, what is it again? Family Equipping. Clap for Rich as he comes. And thank you, my brother. Appreciate your report.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, Brother Todd just mentioned that part of my responsibility as Minister of Family Equipping involves Sunday school and reach. Mm-hmm. And we are excited that this year, very soon, we are celebrating 1 year mm-hmm. of the Reach Initiative. Amen. And notice I call it an initiative. It's not a program.
Right.
Program means that it's something that is run by the church. Initiative means that it's something that we are trying to get everybody in the church mm-hmm. to take ownership of. Because Amen. As believers in Christ, it is every person's responsibility to be reaching people in the community, in your neighborhood, where you work, where you go to school, in the name of Jesus. And so Reach is that initiative. And that's what we began a year ago, trying to get everyone, including ourselves,
yes.
to be much more intentional about reaching people for Christ. And we're gonna share a little bit more about that in just a couple of weeks as
yes.
we celebrate Reach 2 weeks from tonight on a Sunday night. Brother Matt and I are working very closely together and putting together a celebration service for that. But it's not just going to be celebrating what has happened. It's going to be celebrating what has happened, talking about some of the contacts that have been made, some of the people that are in our church and in our Sunday school classes because of your work in Reach. But also it's going to be an additional ramped up challenge and at the end, a commissioning service.
Amen.
Brother Matt just talked about missionaries and our missional partnerships, and a large component of our missional statement, of our mission statement as a church is sharing the gospel, serving the community, and reaching the world. And those two of those things happen primarily right here at home. We share the gospel most often right here at home.
Right.
And we do that through serving our community. And so we felt like that a lot of times we make a big deal about sending people overseas, mm-hmm. commissioning them to mm-hmm. be a missionary. 2 weeks from tonight is everyone's opportunity
Amen.
To come and participate in your commissioning service.
Praise God.
As a missionary here in Henderson. So be here for that. Invite other people to be here for that so that we can celebrate together, be challenged together, and to be commissioned mm-hmm. as a group to go out and be a part of reaching the community for Christ. So excited about that. And Reach has done a lot of other things. In the last year since we began the Reach program, we have actually seen a little bit of growth in our Sunday school numbers. Many of you know, if you watch the numbers and that sort of thing, we've kind of been a little plateaued for a while mm-hmm. and maybe even declining a little bit in our Sunday school numbers. But over the last 4 out of the last 5 months, praise God, and this is to His glory and
Amen.
Because of the work that you've been doing, 4 out of the last 5 months, the attendance was appreciably more
yeah.
than it was a year ago that same month.
Praise
the only
God.
Month that it
Amen.
Wasn't was the month of October. That's fall break. It gets ugly around here at fall break. But aside from that, 4 out of the last 5 months, appreciable increase. If you notice on your membership report that you got tonight, this past December, 38 more people average attendance than last December.
Amen.
So that's because of Reach
yes.
and because what you all are doing and because we are trying to be intentional about doing what God
Amen.
Has called us to do
Amen.
And doing the Great Commission right here in Henderson. That also has brought about something else. Tonight we voted on into membership 5 new members.
Praise God.
We have more than 20 others who have indicated they're ready to join Henderson's First Baptist Church. Amen. We're working on ramping up our assimilation program, getting people involved in the body of Christ, and we're trying to be very intentional about that. Rather than just saying, all right, come on in, and you figure out where you belong, we're trying to say, no, we want you to get to know us, we want to get to know you, and we want to find the place where God has for you to serve at Henderson's First Baptist Amen. Church. Because when God calls somebody to be a part of this church, he's calling them to be a part of a family. Mm. The Bible tells us that we are a family mm-hmm. here in a church. The book of John, chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, it talks about how we are children of God.
Amen.
We're called to be children of God, brothers and sisters of Christ, which means we're brothers and sisters of one another as well. And that means we're a family. And a family knows who one another mm-hmm. is. You're brought into where you feel like you're loved, like you belong, like you have a part that's meaningful. And that's what we want every new member to feel. So over the next few months, I'm going to be working very intentionally to just fine-tune that assimilation process, getting people plugged in, along with Brother Matt and Michelle as they work on volunteer ministries, bringing people in to be a part of the family so that they can effectively do what God has called them to do.
Right.
In being a part of this church, because God didn't put them here by accident.
That's right.
And so we're celebrating what God is doing as he's moving here in the church and as he's grafting in and adopting new people into the family here at Henderson's First Baptist Church. And so those are just a few things that I'm very excited about. Also, a couple of the things that have been mentioned already, the Parent Summit. I'm super excited about that opportunity for Dave Thomas to be here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Dave Thomas, right?
David.
it's not the Wendy's guy?
Right.
It's not
the Wendy's guy.
See, I thought it was the guy from Wendy's, and it was going to be, you know, what a great parent. He named a restaurant after his daughter, right? Doesn't get any better parent. No, I'm kidding. You know, good parenting isn't about gimmicks. It's not about a certain program. There's no magical formula. God calls us when he blesses us with kids to be a blessing to our kids. He calls us to teach them how to live under his authority, to teach them how to trust him, how to follow after him, and then to have faith that that they will do that. It doesn't always work out that way. So it's not a magic formula. It's not like saying, come to this conference and everything's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way. But we are called as parents and as grandparents and as those who have an influence in children's lives to do everything we can to point them in that direction and then to continually be prayerful that God will get them on that right road and keep them there. And so it's important to be here. It's important for us to take every opportunity that we can to be a part of that, to be equipped with the tools that hopefully will help us to point those kids in the right Amen. Direction and then to trust God. And then finally, Johnny Hunt Men's Conference simulcast coming up first weekend in February, Super Bowl weekend. The theme this year is Take Aim, and it is this concept of targeting the trouble spots in men's lives. Trouble spots like wrong thinking, bad choices, and lack of self-control. Mm. And so, Amen. Honestly, every one of us men should be here for that.
Yeah.
We don't have to travel to Georgia to do it. It is a Friday evening and a Saturday morning where we can hear good gospel teaching and be encouraged by the Word of God and learn how to encourage one another in keeping one another accountable to live for the Lord. So those are just some exciting things that are coming up, things to celebrate, and praise God for those things.
Thank you, Rich. Praise you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, my brother. Good. Amen. Hey, let's pray right now. Father, we are grateful for what you're doing in terms of missional outreach right here in our community, as well as across the seas to the continents. We thank you for your blessing upon Reach as well. We just pray, God, that we'll never grow weary in well-doing, but continue to be used of you to get the gospel out and to share it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Our minister of administration is not just a numbers guy, though he is that, crunches numbers and counts and so on. But he's also the one who provides oversight of our facilities and serves as our liaison, important committees such as personnel and finance and the trustees. Our minister of administration is Ken Martin. Ken, are you here? There he is. Yep. Ken, clap for Ken as he comes. Amen. Look at that nice. Hang on a second. Just look at that nice suit. Doesn't he look good? He's a sharp dresser. Thank you, Ken. Share with us.
Well, I'm excited to share with you the Excel spreadsheets that we're going to set up this this coming year. And now some of you will appreciate that. You're numbers people and you like that. Mm-hmm. But what I've told the staff is that I'm here to support, mm-hmm. and so is the staff that works beside me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get in the way. Ministry costs money, mm-hmm. and my position is to show you how that you can do your ministry and stay within the bounds that we've set up on the budget. But two areas that I'd like to share with you. One is the benevolence that we have here at the church, and the other is the scholarship, before I dazzle you with some statistics. But the benevolence that I mentioned to you this morning is a fund that is set up in our designated fund. It's not part of the budget, but it was a blessing given by two families and estates that have been set up specifically to help people in need. And in 2015, we were able to assist 69 different families, sharing over $19,000 out of those funds. Mm. So we praise God for that. Mm. That's anywhere from rent assistance, groceries, even had one transit come by, and all he needed was a sleeping bag. Mm. Somebody had stole his sleeping bag last night on his way to Arizona, and just wanted us to do that. Took him to Kmart, bought him a sleeping bag, and that was a blessing to him. The other is our scholarship fund that we have here. Again, funds that were designated to the church. We have over $351,000 set aside for scholarship. However, the majority of that is set up to be a perpetual fund where that you can't use it, hoping that the interest that we receive off of that can bless college-age members that we have here. And this past year, for the 2015-16 school year, we've been able to bless 20 of our college members with a $1,000 annual scholarship. So we praise God for that. This year, under the chairmanship of Will Hubery, Will has done a marvelous job. We are beginning to try to stay in touch with our college students by sending them emails and cards, encouraging them in their studies as well as their spiritual walk during their life on college campus. So we're excited about Will's leadership in that. And then I would be remiss if I didn't share some statistics about the budget and giving and receipts. Put together for the Finance Committee over the last 11 years, we have met our budget giving goal 5 of the 11 years.
Praise God.
Remember that the budget is a guideline. What we do is we try to follow that, but what is more important is staying within the spending of what is given to the church. And over the last 11 years, 10 of those 11 years, we have been under our spending versus giving. So even though the budget, we were under a budget on those years, we have remained in the black on those years by watching what we spend the money for. It's a blessing to serve here. Mm. And one of the things that I asked in staff meeting the other day how they could pray for me is I have a burden for the congregation that they give biblically. Mm-hmm. Scripture says that if we don't tithe biblically, we're robbing from God. Mm-hmm. And ask for prayer that some way that the Finance Committee and myself can creatively keep in front of the congregation that idea that if we're not biblically tithing, we're robbing from God. And it's a blessing to give. And God says, challenge me, show me, or let me show you what happens whenever you give biblically. So that's my my prayer.
Thank you, Ken. Praise God. Thank you for that report, my brother. Good report. Thank you. Amen. Amen. You know, God is building a people of every tribe, nation, and tongue. And whenever we quote that reference, we often think about missional work, you know, way far away from here. There are people of other tongues right here in our own community. And some of them speak the tongue of Spanish. And so we have Hispanic ministry going on here every Sunday at 9 o'clock. our Hispanic worship pastor is Jonathan Santos. He's going to come share with us a minute or two about what God is doing in Hispanic ministry. Clap for Jonathan as he comes. Praise God. Bienvenidos, my brother. Bless you. Thank you.
Good evening. Well, it's a blessing to serving the Lord for 5 years in this church.
Amen.
And I have a video 25 minutes long. not with me. I have in home. So
yeah.
You are very welcome to if you want to know more about the Hispanic ministry, you are very welcome to come and share with you this video. But during these 5 years, the first 2-3 years, the Hispanic group starting to grow in numbers, and I was so happy to see many families with us. But something happens after the 3rd year. We lost 4 families. But it wasn't really a loss, because God took them back to their countries, and they shared the gospel with their families and friends. And the Monroy family was the first family when we started to ministry here. And the good news is that Ofelia Monroy and Rosalba Monroy and Norma Monroy, they shared the gospel with their families. So most of them now became to Jesus Christ,
praise
a Christian.
God. Amen.
And Rosalba, she's
Amen.
She's a young lady, and she started to participate with a pastor in Zacatecas State, and then she's now helping the women in her community, sharing the gospel, and they have she has a small group of ladies studying the Bible each week. So it's a blessing for me to hear about it and share this with you, because you are part of this ministry. You are part of what God is doing in Mexico, but not just in Mexico, in Argentina. Mm-hmm. We have a lady from Argentina, Gladys Arroyo, and she was invited for Rosalba Monroy. They work together in TJ Maxx. So Rosalba invited Gladys, so Gladys hear the gospel and surrender her life to Jesus Christ. And then she went back to Argentina, and she touched with the gospel 4 of her daughters in Argentina. They are attending to a church there. So I'm glad to hear that and share this with you. And another testimony, I was having discipleship with a couple, Erica and Clemente. They are from Veracruz, Mexico. And Clemente told me, I spoke with my brother in Mexico about the gospel, but I am not sure if he understood the gospel. So could you call him? I can call him, and could you talk to him by phone and be sure that he understood the gospel? And I said, sure. So that night, I spoke with Clemente's brother, and he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And it was amazing what God did that night, because I lost 3 times the signal. So we needed to call 3 times to Mexico to be able to finish our conversation. But God worked out, and now he's part of our family in Christ, Clemente's brother.
Praise God.
Another young lady, Dayana, she came from Colombia. And she accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior here. And now she went back to Colombia, and she's now sharing what God did with her, with her mom and her sister. So God allowed me to understand that it's not about numbers, it's to be faithful. And to share the gospel and make disciples, so and do our best to equip them to take the gospel to their country. So I'm thankful with God and with you for your support in prayers and offering, because you are part of what God is doing. What God is doing in these countries. I also share with Brother Matt that we would like this year to make a trip to Zacatecas, Santa Lucia, where the Monroy family is. And there is a pastor who is trying to reach five indigenous group. They don't speak Spanish, they speak dialect. And so I started to pray to God and see if this is an opportunity for us to help this pastor and open another church there. And so I just ask you your prayers that God show us and direct us if this is this year is the time when God is going to open doors and take the gospel with these people. These people doesn't speak Spanish. So if God opened doors and if you want to be a part of this job, you are very welcome to join us. And I don't want to take more time, but if you want to know more about the Hispanic ministry, we have downstairs a display with photos that you can see and see what God have been doing during these 5 years. And I'm sure that our Hispanic folks will be glad to see you there. And if you want to participate also in one of worship service, you are very welcome to worship with us. And thank you very much for your support, for your prayers. And also one more thing. Last year, Lori and I went to a conference for pastors and leaders, and this trip was able because you give.
Thank you.
And amen. God encouraged me to do my best with the Hispanic ministry. So not just with the Hispanic ministry, with the people, but your offerings, your praise, prayers help me to continue working for the Lord and be expecting what God is going to do, not just 2016, but the rest of our life here in this world. So God bless you, and I love you. Thank you very much for this time.
Thank you, brother.
And you are very welcome. Anytime that you want to join us Sunday in worship, you will be very welcome. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, brother. Amen. You may want to just check that out one Sunday and slip on downstairs at 9 o'clock and worship in Hispanic worship. We so appreciate your leadership, my brother. Thank you for that. Thank you, too, for reserving the 25-minute video for another time. So this evening, we're going to hear now next from our minister to students, Jacob Klutz, our newest minister, doing a fantastic job. Clap for him as he comes. Thank you, my brother. Share with us tonight.
All right. Before I start yabbing at you guys, how many of you guys have been in prayer for our student ministry? If you want to raise your hand, you're not too Baptist, raise your hand. Yeah, thank you for that. How many of you guys, maybe more specifically, have prayed that Jesus would be made famous, made known among students in Henderson? Have you prayed that?
Yeah, praise God.
Because, like, what I'm going to share is not stuff that the new student pastor did. It's stuff that God did in answer to your prayers.
Amen.
And I want to commend you. Is that the good one? Commend is the good one? I want to commend you for praying and encourage you that Jesus hears your prayers. Jesus answers your prayers. And here are just a couple of ways he's done that. The first one is Wednesday nights, we've had like a dozen kids step up and say, hey, I want to help with worship on Wednesday nights. And if you're a parent of a teenager or you had teenagers in the past, you know that that's not common. Teenagers don't like to be vulnerable with their emotions, especially at church. They just kind of clam up. But to see students who want to sing to Jesus and that not even be enough for them, that they say, hey, I want to lead other people to worship Jesus,
Amen.
Is something I could never do in 100 years that Jesus is doing in the heart. So thank you for your prayers.
Praise God.
Another thing that Jesus is doing is he's put together a team of joyful, hilarious, servant-hearted people who week in and week out come and teach bratty, annoying, talk, teenagers, Jesus' word. And we get together every month, and I just get to listen to them share stories of God working. Mm. And I have, we talk about volunteer ministry, I have the best volunteer team, for sure, in our church. I don't want to, like, put the other ones down, but it is the best one to serve on. We have a blast. We gather, we share stories, we pray, we laugh, we hear just weird stories about people's past, but this team, they celebrate well together. They celebrate what God is doing. They point to stuff and say, I didn't do that, God did that.
Amen.
And I just love that. But I also have a team that sees that our student ministry is going to be successful, not because they teach on Sunday mornings, but because they're invested and have relationships with these students. And they've owned it. I didn't have to come in and teach them, hey, you should spend time. This past Christmas season, every one of our classes did some kind of either a party or a service project. I didn't have to push them to do that. I didn't have to say, hey, remember to do that. They just did that. They get the role of what they're supposed to do, and they see how Jesus did ministry, and they said, I want to do it like that. And so your prayers are being answered. The last thing I want to share is this morning in Sunday school, how many seats do you think were available in that building when we gathered in the morning? There were zero seats available. It was standing room only. It was like UK basketball, Rupp Arena. Can I just stand somewhere by a stinky bathroom to watch this? That's what's going on. And that's not me doing it. That's not any of our teachers being amazing, even though they are. That's Jesus at
Amen,
work.
Brother.
We've got a ton of kids coming, and it's not just our kids. It's kids from this community that are being invited to come, and that's Jesus at work. And so thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray that he will raise up other folks who can come in and invest in students. So coming up this spring, we're doing a series on biblical manhood and womanhood on Wednesday nights. I've had a blast teaching through this in the past. We're starting that soon, so be in prayer for that. Another thing we're doing this spring is we're training leaders. We have leadership school. It's for high school students who say, hey, I want to be a leader. I don't know what that looks like, but how do I do that? We have leadership school. It happens Wednesdays, and we did our first one this week. Had 10 kids show up, and they said, I want to be a leader. We give them homework, and they take their homework home. They bring it back, and they say, yeah, we want to be leaders. Be in prayer for that.
Amen.
That's 10 future leaders, not just of our church, but of our community, of our country, of our world.
Amen.
Be in prayer for that, leadership school. And then kind of going along with some things Rich was saying about membership, we're going to have a membership / baptism class for students. And this is for students who have been coming to church. Maybe they're members. Maybe they don't know what that looks like to be a member at our church. So we're having a class of, hey, if you want to be a member, here's a process. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you already are a member, here are 12 ways you can be serving and how you should be serving. As we ask our adults to serve, we want everyone to serve. And as well for baptism, if a student has been baptized but forgot what that's about, that class will inform them. If they haven't been baptized, it's an opportunity for them to say, hey, I want to get dunked. I want to get dunked because I love Jesus. So if you guys would continue to pray for us in those areas for more leaders, we need more help on Wednesday nights. We're kind of maxed out with the amount of leaders we have, and we need more. We do some discussion time, and sometimes those groups get too big. So if you would like to join us on Wednesday nights, I'd love to get you plugged in helping there. And then I need a PowerPoint person for Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings, because it's usually me kind of last minute remembering we should have done PowerPoint. So if you feel like that's your gift and you want to talk to me, I'd love to get you as part of our team. But let's just remember that, like, this isn't common. It's not common to come to a Sunday night service like this and hear all these amazing things that we've heard tonight. That's what God is doing. Lots of churches don't have this happening. And I think it would just be appropriate for us to pause. I don't know what Todd has to wrap this up, but if we could just pause for a moment and just thank God for these things.
Amen.
This is amazing that we have churches we partner with all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
That we have a kids ministry that is teaching kids just solid truth. Mm-hmm. That I mean, all of the dozens and dozens of things that went unshared tonight because we had to keep it short.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God's doing this, not Amen. Us, and Amen. He gets the glory. So let's just have like a moment of silence, Todd, yes. if you want to come up and close us okay. in prayer and then whatever else you had. Sorry, I kind of took over right there.
No, that's good, brother.
So 30 seconds of silent Absolutely. Prayer of just thanking God, then Todd, you got it.
Thank you, brother. Father, we do thank you for all that you are doing. We trust you will continue to do in and through the body of Christ. All in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, I think it's appropriate we sing about our thankfulness to God. And I would just add to all of the staff reports this evening that our vision team continues to meet, as you know, and to seriously consider the prospect of our churches expanding and offering an alternative worship service at a secondary location. Trying to figure out what that looks like and how we go about that. And how is God moving? And how can we join him in that work? Continue doing the great things we're doing here and doing those great things at another location as well. All in the name of the Lord Jesus. All in the name of the Lord Jesus. Continue to pray for that and pray for your staff, your pastor, as we work together to bring glory to him. I love 575. Why don't you turn your hymnals? Let's do one verse. The first verse of hymn 575, and you can just remain seated. My heart is filled with thankfulness. The verse we've been talking about tonight ends with this, that we do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through Christ. Sing this.
My heart is filled with thankfulness to him who bore my pain, who plumbed the depths of my disgrace and gave me life again, who crushed my curse of sinfulness and clothed me in his light and wrote his law of righteousness with power upon my heart.
My heart is filled with thankfulness. What a joy to be with you, church family, and thank you for being here and supporting your church family and bringing glory to God together through our worship this evening. I hope you didn't come, some of you, to hear me sing tonight. I can do that if you'd like, and I feel like it'd be drawing too much attention maybe to me and not to the Lord. So if you really want to do that, let me know later, and I'll sing to you personally. I'm not kidding. I'll tell you what, I'll sing that and then we'll close, okay? And let me just close in prayer, because I do want to share this with you, since we're talking about Jesus and doing all in the name of the Lord Jesus. The chorus of the praise the Lord gave me several years ago is about him. And I sang, you know, I sang a verse this morning that goes, I sing this praise to you, dear Jesus, with my whole heart. I praise you, Lord, and so on. And so then the chorus the Lord gave me goes like this. You are the Prince of Peace, sent from the mighty God, and you are the voice that calms the sea. You're one with El Shaddai, you are my Adonai, you are everything to me. And when I think of all the blessings that you've given me, my Lord, it's true, apart from you there's nothing I could do, and I just need you more and more. And then right in again, do I sing this praise to you, dear Jesus? So there it is. We conclude with a focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. To God be the glory, and all of God's children said, Amen. Amen. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for what you've done for us on the cross, taking our sin upon yourself, dying there for us. We thank you that through the power of the gospel, we are buried with Christ. And just as you raised your Son from the dead, we are raised in Christ, knowing that we have been buried with him, raised to walk in newness of life. Thank you for the gospel. Help us live it out now this week, continuing to do all that we do in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.